Donald, appreciate it. And the E model that I get for having Wi-Fi, that would not really be something I would want to pay extra for. If it comes with it, it's fine, but yeah, that probably wouldn't matter to me. And then Dakota was saying to check on some other options. I did notice that before for the two different frequency bands on UHF for Motorola, the low and high band. And then I think Dakota said you have to check on two things, like, you know, you might have to get a programming cable. And then some of them do not come with, like, a power cord and or a microphone. So I think the one that I looked at had all of those. It had the power cord, microphone, and same thing. It looked like it was not brand new condition, but it didn't look like it had been beaten up, scratches, or anything like that. So I might go take a look and see if they're still up there and grab one here. And then what about the software? I think, Tom, I think you told me before that you have to go and you would register on the Motorola website and then get the software that in that direction, correct?